The U.S.-Mexico border is known for the iron bars and fences that dot parts of the 2,000-mile frontier. But in most places, you don't see a line on the ground. And for millions of Mexicans and Americans with lives in both countries, there is no border line in their hearts either. This is the story of one of those people. One man, two countries, a child of Mexico who came north, but also chose to return south, drawn by what he calls a longing to close a circle.
I left as a kid. And I always felt that it was a life interrupted.
For NPR Music, I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine Garst is away this week, and this is an alt-Latino interview with journalist and author Alfredo Corchado, who is very much like countless others who feel connected to both countries, only he makes a living writing about it.
I didn't want to go to Mexico to write about its tragedies. I wanted to write about its hopes and possibilities.
Alfredo Corchado has been the Mexico City correspondent for the Dallas Morning News for the last 21 years. He is also the author of the recently published book, Midnight in Mexico, a reflection on his reporting from that country. His path to a successful career in journalism, though, started on this side of the border with a longing.
I was born in Durango, Mexico, and spent some time in Ciudad Juarez. I grew up in the San Joaquin Valley, and then in California, and I always had that nostalgic. I guess I always had that that aching of the heart to someday go back to Mexico, be in Mexico. And when I found out that I could do that as a journalist and actually get paid, that became, I guess, my quest, you know, was to return.
But before he chose journalism, he had another aspiration.
Well, I actually wanted to be a songwriter. As a kid.
And that dream started in the agricultural fields of California.
There was always someone with the radio and someone playing music. And so you're, you know, hoeing sugar beets or you're picking tomatoes, and you always wanted to be near that person because it was the music that kind of kept you going, especially when temperatures hit over 100. I mean, you wanted to be close to that person and forget, you know, the conditions, forget how hot it was. You just wanted to kind of feel the beat and go with the beat.
But it wasn't accordions he heard in his head. It was something very different.
I was working at the time in the fields of California, San Joaquin Valley, and Miguel Bosé was so exotic. You know, we grew up with Los Relámpagos del Norte, some music from Vicente Fernández, even the Archies. But suddenly, there's this guy, Miguel Bosé, appearing on your Siempre en Domingo show on Sundays, and then you're listening to him on the radio stations. And there's this guy that comes out in a ballet outfit. I was so taken by that I think it really inspired me as a kid. You know, you grew up in the fields, you have nothing really to look forward to or to aspire to be. And suddenly there's this guy from Spain singing a song like Linda. And I think that really began to change the horizons that I saw in front of me.
Linda. Te voy a ser sincero, no estoy pensando en ti, y no quiero lastimarte, robarte tu primera vez, pensando en otra linda.
And I'm laughing because I haven't heard that song in such a long time, and it's such a corny song, but it brings back so many memories as a 15-year-old in the San Joaquin Valley.
I didn't want to say anything, Alfredo, but the corniness factor was high, man.
It's a really corny song. But
las manos de otra, los besos de otra, linda, beso de aire puro, linda, quiero estar seguro. Antes que se junten nuestros cuerpos, linda, haz de modo que sienta que el amanecer sorprenda mi silencio sobre ti.
Mm.
no tengas tú. Hoy que no sé lo que soy, si soy un sueño o un mar de dudas que quiere amarte. Linda, beso de aire puro. Linda, quiero estar seguro antes que se junten nuestros cuerpos. Linda, haz de modo que te sienta que el amanecer sorprenda mi silencio sobre ti. Linda, beso de aire puro. Linda, quiero estar seguro antes que se junten nuestros cuerpos. Linda, haz de modo que te sienta que el amanecer sorprenda mi silencio.
The expanded horizons he dreamt about as a farm worker took him to different cities in the U.S. as a newspaper reporter. And when he was finally given a chance to get back to Mexico as a journalist, he first had to make a promise to his father.
I think my mother deep down was kind of living vicariously through me. I think she knew why I wanted to go back. I think she wanted to see Mexico through my eyes. But they were also very worried. I mean, we grew up on the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso, Texas. And my father had seen the world of the narcos. At one point, we had a small little restaurant. Narcos had made an offer to try to buy the restaurant or try to invest in the restaurant. And he told me the day I left, you know, my mother gave me the bendición, the blessing. And my father says, you know, promise me you will never cover narcos. They don't understand the word perdón, forgiveness. So I think for the longest time I did that. And then obviously things change.
Okay, wait. Corchado's book, Midnight in Mexico, is a reflection on his life as a reporter covering the drug wars. So he had some explaining to do, and he used the process of writing the book to resolve that conflict with his father and with himself.
It was therapy, Felix. It was an opportunity to try to confess to my parents that I had, in many ways, lied to them. I had not kept my end of the deal. I mean, I started covering the drug war. And it was also something that kept coming back to haunt me over and over again. The sense of betrayal, but also the sense of responsibility of trying and wanting to continue telling those stories, because it's important to tell these stories.
So in addition to his sense of betrayal to his dad, there was also a slight to his beloved Mexico. You see, he had to leave and return to the United States because he was told by an American official of a threat on his life because of his reporting on the Mexican drug cartels.
The official said, I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is that I don't think they would want to mess with an American journalist. It would bring too much attention. There would be too many consequences to the $30, $40 billion industry. America might care and do something about it and make life unpleasant. The bad news is you don't look American. You look Mexican.
Okay, at this point, I need to point out that Corchado says he used a ton of his favorite music to jar his memory while writing the book. He really believes in that notion that we all have a soundtrack in mind for our lives. And in this book, Corchado put that soundtrack to page and made it part of his narrative. Or as he put it,
if you pick up Midnight in Mexico and you smell it, you might get a whiff of tequila. And if you put the book against your ear, you might even hear the music.
And he picked a doozy of a song by one of Mexico's most beloved vocalists and composers, Juan Gabriel, as he struggled to decide whether or not to leave Mexico for his own safety and that of his partner and fellow journalist, Angela Corchega. It's called Así Fue, and it's one of those songs that are so emotional that they're sometimes referred to as cortavenas, or vein cutters.
I was in this little town in Nayarit, at a beach place, San Pancho, and that song was playing that evening. It was raining hard, and you're listening to the lyrics, and suddenly it came together, you know? It's like, this is something you've always wanted, And it's almost like asking Mexico for forgiveness because I'm about to leave you. I have found someone else who probably loves me more than you do. And I was torn between two countries, Mexico and the United States. And that song, I mean, there were parts of the book where I would put that song 30, 40, 50, 60 times consecutively, because it that sense of betrayal, I think, was so deep, that the sense of heartbreak was so profound.
Perdona si te hago llorar. Perdona si te hago sufrir.
I mean, there's a line, you know, that says, you know, perdona si te hago llorar, perdona si te hago sufrir. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful love song of coming to realization that there's someone else, and it's not, you're not the person I had imagined, you're not the person I had thought you were.
Perdona si te causo dolor. Perdona si te digo adiós. ¿Cómo decirle que te amo? ¿Cómo decirle que te amo? Si me ha preguntado, yo le dije que no. Yo le dije que no. Soy honesto con ella y contigo. Ay, a la quiero y a ti te he olvidado. Si tú quieres, seremos amigos. Yo te ayudo a olvidar el pasado. No te aferres. Ya no te aferres a un imposible. Que no fue mi culpa. Tú te fuiste sin decirme nada. Y a pesar que lloré como nunca, ya no seguías de mi enamorada. Luego te fuiste y que regresabas. No me dijiste. Te brindé la mejor de las suertes. Yo me propuse no hablarte y no verte. Y hoy que has vuelto, ya ves, solo hay nada. Yo ya no debo, no puedo quererte. Ya no te amo. Me he enamorado de un ser divino.
Eventually, though, Corchado returned to Mexico to continue to report on the drug cartels, but this time with a deeper understanding of himself as well as recognition of some very real limitations.
I have learned to really embrace my fear, and I see fear as something that reminds me of the beauty of being alive. I mean, I think when I first started covering Mexico, when I first started covering these issues, I mean, I didn't think much about something could happen to you. But I think now I understand that there are limits. Even if you're an American journalist, I mean, there are limits as to how far you can go.
Alfredo Corchado says that just as when he was a teenager, picking crops under a blistering San Joaquin Valley sun, music continues to be his best method for coping with the challenges that life has put in his path.
Covering Mexico over the last few years hasn't been an easy thing. But I think you kind of realize through music, through these moments, of just how traumatized we are as reporters, almost a reflection of a traumatized country.
This is Se Dejaba Llevar Por Ti by the Spanish group Ketama. It's another impassioned ballad referred to in Corchado's book. It's about romantic love, but could just as easily be about country.
Azul, líneas en el mar, qué profundo y sin domar, ya acaricia una verdad, y tú, no lo pienses más, o te largas de una vez, o no vuelves nunca hacia atrás. Se dejaba llevar, se dejaba llevar por ti, no esperaba jamás, y no espera si no es por ti, nunca lo oyes hablar, no, no, no. Solo habla contigo y nadie más, nada puede sufrir, que él no sepa solucionar. Temor, alcohol de quemar, con tus manos a volar, o en tus ojos el temor, azul, vuelve a reflejar, y fundido con el sol, reina un sueño de sol.
Near the end of his book, Corchado writes of a moment of personal enlightenment. It took place during a rather ordinary family gathering in El Paso near the border. The song Luna by the Mexican band Zoé was playing in the background.
I stared into the distance. We are the same geography.
This is Corchado reading from his book.
One blood, two countries dancing out of step, two souls still clashing. My feet were planted on U.S. soil. Mexico was in my sights. I did not want to be anywhere else or anyone else. At least at that moment, in my search for home, I felt I didn't have to choose anymore.
Entiendo que no puedo suplicarle una vez más, pero nada se detiene, solo vivo para ti. Dame solo un beso que me alcance hasta morir, como un vicio.
And finally, with his personal relationship with both countries in balance, he offers a final thought about his tierra natal, the place of his birth, and the spirit of survival that has helped Mexico and Mexicans through challenges like revolutionary upheaval, political corruption, and now narco violence.
There were many, many things about Mexico that have made me really question my so-called obsession, but also I think I've learned a lot from Mexico. I mean, I've seen the worst and the best of Mexicans during these very difficult moments. And the best, I think, is when people get up and they fight back. It's believing that they can do something better. And I've seen that countless times throughout the country.
De lejos estoy del suelo donde nacieron. Intensa nostalgia invadir mi pensamiento. Al verme tan solo y triste, quisiera de sentimiento. Oh, tierra del sol, suspiro por él. Ahora que lejos, yo vivo sin luz, sin amor. Al verme tan solo y triste, cual hoja al viento. Quisiera llorar, quisiera morir de sentimiento.
You can hear all of the songs that Alfredo Corchado selected for this interview on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Drop us a line on Facebook and Twitter and let us know what you thought of his book, Midnight in Mexico. Our thanks to Alfredo Corchado for sharing his time and his stories. You can reach him at alfredocorchado.com and on Twitter at AJCorchado. And this week, a special thanks to NPR News editor Ricardo Sandoval Palos. My dear friend Jasmine Garz will be back next week. For NPR Music, I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.